Hi, this is Todd Washington, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Hour number three, coming to you live from Radio Row here in Phoenix, Super Bowl 57. Your Kansas City Chiefs against their Philadelphia Eagles. Matthew in a taxi on the way to Atlanta, Birmingham, to... Birmingham, right?
I got to drive to Orlando because I found a direct flight out of Orlando into Phoenix. No layovers. It was the right time slot. It was the right day. And so the funny thing is from my house to the Tampa airport, it's 45 minutes. From my house to the Orlando airport, it's only an hour and 15 minutes.
Yeah. So that's not too shabby. I hope the plane lands safely in Birmingham.
Yeah, yeah. If not, I'll be one of the historic musicians, the famous celebrities to die in a plane crash. Like, was that Frankie Valli?
And then
Which guy? The little Bob Mood guy, right?
Richie Havens.
Okay.
The big bopper. You know the big bopper. It's funny when you talk about that, some people go, what do you mean Lou Diamond died? No, Lou Diamond played Richie Hayes. He wasn't right. Richie Hayes.
So, yeah, John Denver.
John Denver. Roy Halladay.
Yeah.
Forgot about Roy. Oh, you can't film that.
Yeah, Philadelphia connection there. Played for the Phillies.
Okay. How about this? I got in a discussion with a media person who may stop by. His cousin is Emerson Walls, who is still eligible, for the Hall of Fame. And I thought for a couple minutes, do I give him my view or do I not? And I decided to give it to him. I said, for you and your cousin, I hope he does get in. But, the Hall are pretty good. And then his producer's like, I agree with everything you just said. I'm not sure that guy's still employed. he might have.
You should just take a page out of my book and just not leave when you get fired.
He might be calling me. He may join the team as well.
All right.
He'll join all the people that refuse to leave. But so we talked about Emerson Walls. We talked about the Hall of Fame and, my views and such. So it was kind of interesting. It is what it is. A lot of events are going on. We have a lot of stuff to do. It's ironic. I didn't do this on purpose, just so you know. And I know that you're going to Madison, Wisconsin, thinking you're going to meet me there. But we have an event to do tonight. Then we have nothing until Saturday when we have three events to go to on Saturday.
No way.
Just funny how that happened. And like I said, I didn't do that on purpose. That's just all the emails that I've gotten.
Right.
Lee Steinberg, we're going to do that. We're going to the Given Back, which is hosted by Rob Lowe. And we're going to go to the Taste of the NFL on Saturday. But I have not been able to find anything here in Madison, Wisconsin for Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday afternoon.
Well, it's good because Media Row is enough. It is the entertainment enough, and you don't need to have anything else extra. When you have the legends that are walking around there doing radio show.
Oh, legend is a strong word.
I mean, there will be legends there.
There'll be legends, later in the there's some stars. It's like WWE. There's some stars. There's some superstars. But again, to me, legend, the word legend should be for the elites. Should be for the absolute icons. To me, that's a legend. Legend, icon. To me, it's basically the same thing. And I'm not being disrespectful because anybody that's, getting paid to sing, anybody who's playing in the NFL, obviously is doing a hell of a lot better than I am. But that doesn't make him a legend, just like it doesn't make me a legend.
Now, speaking of legends, I know she's not performing this year, but Beyonce just became the greatest female Grammy winner of all time.
Who?
Beyonce. Queen B, as they call it.
I saw something on the internet or something about maybe this will be the year for ABBA, even though ABBA hasn't toured in forever. They're getting ready to tour again. I get that. But did they win anything?
I don't know.
That was the number one export of, where are they from, Scotland? Sweden. They're from Sweden. You know, I've been told that they're the number one export, even over IKEA.
Really?
That's what I've been told.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm excited. I mean, you know, I think Rihanna's the halftime show this year, right? She's the one singing?
Honestly, I don't know.
Well, have you seen Rihanna walking around?
Well, no, they wouldn't. You know, typically in years past, and they haven't done it the last year or two, but, you know, my favorite press conference was always the pregame halftime. And the last time they did it was in Atlanta, so COVID kind of ended. I don't remember them doing it in Miami. They definitely didn't do it, you know, in Tampa. And then I didn't necessarily see it last year in Atlanta. So let's stay ahead of the curve. I know that it's a couple minutes early, but I don't know when Dave will be stopping by. So let's hit this break a couple minutes early, and then we can just flow until the president of UFC and Power Slap, Dana White, comes here momentarily. So, coming to you live from Radio Row in Phoenix. Oh, I'm sorry, in Madison, Wisconsin. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Danny Sheridan from USA Today, and you're talking sports with, I hate to say this, with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Hofacker and Associates Realty has proudly served the greater St. Petersburg area for over 50 years. Their trusted and experienced agents will help you with your first home, your dream home, and your forever home. Hofacker and Associates are Tampa Bay's land experts. In addition to real estate, they've added a sea division to assist you with all your watercraft needs, from entry-level boating to experienced yachtsmen. They are land and sea experts. Hofacker and Associates, helping people live the Florida lifestyle. Visit HofackerHomes.com.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mark Duper from the Miami Dolphins. You are talking sports with Randy Harris.
That's Mark Super Duper to all of you out there. Do you remember anything about, have you ever watched anything about the 72 undefeated Dolphins?
I just know that they only played 14 games, so, you know, it wasn't really that impressive of a schedule.
Well, 14 and then the playoffs and then the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but so, like the Patriots went like 19-1 or something. They had a longer streak even, but although they didn't win the Super Bowl at the end, they had a better season, a longer season. Competition was
a
lot
better.
They
had a longer season.
Yeah.
You know, but that's an unfair comment, you know, that the competition was better. The competition was what it was when it was that. And then they, you know, athletes get bigger, stronger, you know, blah, 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 blah. You can't hold that against the team, you know, from years ago. You can't, you know, hold it against a college team. They can only beat who's on their schedule. And if they go undefeated, if they win a national title, whatever, they beat who was on their schedule. It's not their fault.
I mean, it's, yeah, I mean, I see your point, but at the same time, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's just a longer season now, and I don't know. Peyton Manning's went like 14-0 every season to start off, and then always lost in the playoffs. You know, seems like he was always on a 9-0, 11-0 streak, and then it all just fall apart.
You know, but again, 14-0, and then that's still the playoffs. That's what would have been in 72. It was the same thing. If you're saying it was 14 games, you know, then the two or three or whatever. You know, the thing that I find funny, and our very special guest is on his way. So we're going to talk about a whole bunch of things here with our next guest, who is walking up as we speak. Going on.
Hey, how are you?
Good to see him. So we are broadcasting as we do each and every year from Radio Row. And a very special guest. It's been 3 years since the last Radio Row that I saw you. Dana White, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Let's get right into a couple of things. Tom Brady, can you finally get him in Vegas?
I think he's done. I'd get him to Vegas for a weekend to hang out probably, but that's about it.
Now, if he comes back, did you see about the sand? Somebody sold the sand where he announced his retirement for over $100,000.
What?
Yeah, is that not insane? When people have that kind of money to just...
The sand?
Yeah, the sand. The sand from the beach. It is absolutely crazy. Real quickly, and then we're going to talk about this weekend, a huge weekend for the UFC, obviously. But, give me your thoughts on Saturday in Kansas City.
Yeah, so I think pretty much Philly. So that means Kansas City's going to win. I suck at sports betting, man. I literally can never win sports betting. So if I think Philly, throw the house on Kansas City.
But what's a typical Sunday Super Bowl for you?
Usually I'm home watching the Patriots playing the Super Bowl. But, I'll have a party at my house. People come over, we hang out. I mean, I get sad when football season ends. Football season's so fun.
Sure.
Gives you something. Everybody looks forward to Sundays. You know what I mean? When football is on.
So I know we've talked about this before. I typically do Radio Row. I get on a plane. I then fly to wherever the UFC is on Saturday. I won't this week because obviously it's in Perth. Now, we had the CEO of the Las Vegas Super Bowl Committee on, Sam Jaffe. As you know, next year it's in Vegas.
Yep.
Have you already started? Will it be in Vegas next year?
So it's a no-brainer for us to go Saturday night for the Super Bowl in Vegas. So we haven't worked on any of that yet,
sure.
But that's a no-brainer.
I didn't think I was throwing something new to you, like, hey, the Super Bowl's there, you're going to have it in Vegas. Talk about Saturday. I mean, this could be, and you know, we say it a lot of times and it gets blown up, this could be the biggest, this could be the greatest. But right now, number one pound for pound against number two pound for pound is massive.
And both world champions in their primes. It just doesn't get any better than this in sports, period. So, and this thing's trending right now to be one of the top five biggest fights in UFC history on every measurement between Bates, Liu, Yate, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a good one. These are the type of fights that boxing never makes. They should, but they don't. And, you know, we do. And even though we do this all the time, this is the first time this has ever happened. Number one versus number two.
Sure.
And they're both world champions.
Now, you know, you always promote, even though you don't have to, but it's like McDonald's. They don't have to advertise, but they do. You promote everything. But is it, you can sit back because you really don't need to promote this one like any other fight because, like I said, it's the two best right now.
Well, you know, we promote this fight just like we promote every other fight. the thing about the UFC is we have a fight almost every Saturday. So, you know, when you're going into an event, you're focused on Saturday. And then Saturday night, as soon as it's over, you're focused on the next event. So this is one of those fights. You can't get a ticket to this fight. It's sold out. It's going to break the gate record. And this thing is going to break the pay-per-view record in Australia and New Zealand, which is held by Conor and Dustin Poirier, the third time they did it. And this one's going to break that record. And then, you know, it's doing very well here, too.
Co-main event?
Yeah, co-main event's awesome, too. You know, Emmett is an absolute savage. Got knockout power. And Yair is slick.
As we're talking about Saturday, because it is Saturday, there's another one in a couple weeks that we've all waited for, and that's the return of John Jones, and to solidify the GOAT status. If he can go in and win, you know, on the fourth. I mean, I already think he is the GOAT, but if he wins the heavyweight title, I think.
And I agree.
That's right.
No more. Listen, you can not like John Jones. You can say whatever you want about John Jones. It's hard to deny that he is the greatest of all time. And if he goes in the Cyril Gane fight, it's better for him than the Francis fight. Because in the Francis fight, John Jones was the favorite. In this fight, he's the underdog. So the fact that he goes up to heavyweight, comes in as the underdog, and wins the fight against a monster heavyweight who moves like a middleweight.
Do you want to talk the announcement of Miami, or do you want to talk about the announcement of the Ultimate Fighter coaches first?
Talk about whatever you want to talk about.
We're going to talk about both. So Miami was just announced.
We haven't been to Miami in 20 years. I always talk about destination fights. That's a big destination fight. I mean, people are so excited. I'm getting to warm up already for tickets for that fight. And I actually think that if you look over the last 10 years, Miami's actually cooler than it's ever been. The state of Florida, period, since the pandemic is just popping, and it was time to go back to Miami.
Living in the Tampa Bay area, obviously I agree. And you did the radio show 20 years ago when Matthews fought in Miami. So.
Well, you guys have the greatest governor in the country. Not just for the state of Florida, when you're a governor of the state, what you're supposed to do for your people. I mean, what this guy has done for the people and for the state, I just can't say enough good things about it.
The return of Conor McGregor was just announced for the Ultimate Fighter. How did you kind of vote with that decision, you know, with Michael Chandler?
So, you know, everything is based on timing, you know, who's got what fights are going on. You know, Chandler had called out Conor McGregor. A lot of people loved that fight. You cannot deny the fact that fight would be pure violence. You know, these guys would be both would be great coaches. It was the first time we've ever had the Ultimate Fighter on ESPN Plus. So it's big.
We used to talk, well, we do talk, but I'm saying back in the day, you first got involved, you loved the sport. Is there the same love? Is it the same drive now that you've been doing this as long as you've been doing it?
Yeah, I love it. I love what I do. You know, I just watched this power slap. I love that too. You know, I'm having as much fun with that in the beginning as I did with the UFC. And I'm hearing a lot of the same things about power slap that I heard about the UFC in the beginning. When the media is super negative about what you're doing, that's when you know you got a hit on your hand. It's a winner.
And it kind of drives you even more.
I love it. Watch what happens to all the next We launched up on Instagram, TikTok, you know, on Power Slash 2.5 weeks ago. So we have, last time I looked, it was 2 days ago, we have 1.7 million followers on TikTok, 688 million views in 2.5 weeks. On Instagram, we have almost 400,000 followers, 160 million views in 2.5 weeks. And I could go on and on with the metrics on this thing, but it's pretty great.
And I'm hearing the same things that I heard back in, you know, UFC 11 and all that kind of stuff. It's this, which like you said, we heard, you know, back in the day. I enjoy watching you as you're watching it, and, you know, your reactions and oh my goodness and all that kind of stuff. How hard is it to control that?
To control
your emotions, yeah.
It's hard. It's very hard. It's what makes you know, Power Slap so intriguing, man. It's like, you know, and I'm getting all the oh my god, the brain damage and the this and that. let me explain something to you real quick. First of all, who has a better record in health and safety in combat sports than me? Nobody is the answer. First of all, in 2001, when we bought the UFC, right? We implemented all this health and safety protocols for the company. 2001, 2023, never a death or serious injury in the UFC. 2001, 2023, boxing has had 34 deaths. So you focused on the wrong thing. And it's really not about slap, it's about me.
Sure.
You want to come after me is what you want.
I remember vividly 37 and a half, Chuck Liddell fought at Bellagio. Right. And I think, yeah. And it was earlier in the day, and I went to a boxing match that night where a boxer died. And I remember that all the time. When they talk about MMA and the UFC like they do, the boxer died the night, which was awful. You know, it is what it is.
So when you think about a boxing match, right, these fighters take 400 to 600 punches per event. Right? Oh, but they can defend themselves. They take 400 to 600 punches even though they can defend themselves, right? In a slap competition, these guys take three or less per event. Oh, and by the way, they don't do all the sparring that the boxers do leading up to the fight, too. And the same thing with MMA guys. These guys take three or less slaps, and they go through the exact same medical protocol as professional MMA fighters.
How did you find these fighters?
So originally what we did was, as I started to get intrigued with this back in 17, and started to dive into it and look into it, we researched the best guys in the world. We reached out to them. So what we decided to do is it was a real sport. We regulated it, we turned it into a real sport, and we started to rank the guys on the show. Since the show has aired, we're going on episode 4, right? 930-something people agreed. Reached out and says we want to be professional, really get involved in this. So what we're gonna do is we're actually gonna do like a combine. We're gonna bring people into the Apex and put them through training and same stuff that we did this season with these guys and find out who's real and who's not.
Again, I'm sure you've talked about it with your team, greatest team, on the planet. Have you thought about a power slap on Friday, UFC on a Saturday?
We have. So this thing is all still a work in progress. I mean, when you look at the numbers that we're doing, even on TBS, we're on TBS Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock. We come in after AEW Wrestling. The network has tried tons of things in that time slot, right? Bob's Burgers, Family Guy, American Dad, Young Sheldon, they all drop off and do this. We held, every week we hold 50% of the AEW audience, and we're number two with men on all of cable television, right behind the NBA. So if you think about how really linear television is dying, okay, and we're still doing what we're doing there, and if you look at what we're doing on social media, it's phenomenal.
Quickly, because I know you've got to go, any other upcoming fights that you've announced that you're looking forward to?
Obviously, the ones that we've talked about, I'm very excited to go back to Strong and
Is it unfair that 90, I'm making this number up, 98.7% think Leon Edwards has zero chance?
That's the sport. I mean, I think a lot of people think the same with Volkanovski coming in last thing. They think that he probably isn't going to win because he's a 4-1 underdog. Right. Volkanovski, the number one pound fighter in the world champion, is a 4-1 underdog. So, I mean, that's what makes the sport so exciting is you never know.
As well as going back to when Kamaru lost, his title. That's what we enjoy about the sport. Dominated the entire fight, makes a mistake. As always, Dana, thank you very much. Let's not wait another 3 years. I need to get you back on. Good seeing you. Dana White, everybody, a lot of good stuff coming. We're going to hit a break. We'll be right back.
Was that live?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi. Am I on?
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
It all starts here. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, roars along the spectacular waterfront of beautiful downtown St. Petersburg. Are you ready? Be here. March 3rd to the 5th, the NTT IndyCar Series headlines an action-packed weekend of racing under the sun.
Scott McLaughlin, he is now an IndyCar race winner!
Advance tickets start at $25. Get yours now. The Firestone Grand Prix of St. Petersburg, presented by RP Funding, March 3rd to 5th. Be here.
The Country Depot is located in the heart of downtown Brooksville at 36 North Broad Street. They have everything under the sun, from one-of-a-kind art and decor to sports memorabilia. From metal signs and handbags to men's wallets, it's worth the drive. But you can also shop online at countrydepotstore.com. You never know what you'll come across when you visit. Country Depot.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dean Cook, and you are on Knockout Radio with Randy Harris and Benjamin Glossop.
That's when you know things are going good, when a liner is ran with a co-host that hasn't been involved over Matt for years.
Who's that, Dane Cook?
Dane Cook. You know who Dane Cook is?
He's a comedian, right?
Yeah, a comedian. So Dana talking about Power Slap?
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to chime in. I wanted to talk to him, but, you know, my microphone was muted.
It wasn't muted. I never got the bird flew over and said, question.
No, I just, it was going so smooth, and he hit all the points that I was going to talk about. I was going to ask him, curiosity-wise, like, how important it is to have, you know, hundreds of millions of TikTok views in relation to pay-per-view points, you know, as far as... which one's more valuable as far as revenue for the company? Because I'm sure that TikTok is paying massively for their success.
Yeah. You know, and you know, there has been a lot of negative talk about PowerSlap. You know, and we've heard it. And they can't defend themselves and all that kind of stuff. And sometimes it is hard to watch. But, you know, like Dana said, and I agree, you know, because I was there, you know, back in the day, it's the same complaints. It's the same. And I would be curious if it wasn't Dana White, you know, if it was, I don't know, who's the guy from Family Feud?
Oh, Drew.
Steve Harvey. Okay. Everybody loves Steve Harvey. If Steve Harvey ran PowerSlap, would it still be the same? You know, would it still be the same negativity?
I don't know.
You know, if the little guy from Philadelphia, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
If Kevin Hart and The Rock did Power Slap, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And if they had a Power Slap, and if Kevin Hart knocked out The Rock in Power Slap, would there be the same kind of complaints and it's awful and it's this and it's that?
Those are valid questions. I don't think so. I don't think Kevin Hart was behind it. I don't think it would be so... you know, barbaric or so offensive.
So, you know, who knows? So, later on tonight, you're boarding a plane. You're headed to Seattle, Washington to cover up there. I'm looking forward to hearing you check in once you get there tomorrow.
Can't wait to get there, buddy. I'm excited. I'm ready for the talent to arrive for the show. So I'll be ready. Next 3 days of entertainment.
For 620s, you're gonna go camp out over there. Or the fresh clean thread table.
What happened to Carrot Top? Where did he go?
He went to the booth. I guess the booth is the word. The Las Vegas Super Bowl committee's booth. How off the chain is that going to be next year? Las Vegas, Super Bowl weekend, which is already insane. I'm not even going to, I'm going to have to go solo next year just so I can stay at the Hendrick House, because I'm not going to be able to afford to have a hotel, B&B, anything in the Las Vegas area that week.
Yeah, it's going to be wild out there. I can't wait to be there. Excited.
All right, nice talk.
Next year could be my first year.
Did you drop? Did that drop?
I'm here. Brandy there?
Internet's awful. Awesome. Internet's an awesome thing.
Yeah, I'm here, though.
You know
what
I'm saying? I'm here. Yep. Randy Grimes coming up momentarily. He did, I think it was last year. Was it last year? Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did last year. He's involved with some boxing that's up in the Lakeland area, I believe, Plant City, Lakeland area. I think DJ Tony does some music work there, you know, for their fights.
He does indeed.
What's the name of the company? You know the company name? Or are you just saying
the Pro?
Yes, DJ
the Pro Box?
DJ Pro Box? I was going to say, because would you say, were you saying yes just because DJ Tony does everything and anything in the Tampa Bay?
He does everything. He's everywhere doing all of it. In fact, he was DJing for Shaq the other day at the BYB in Miramar, Florida, and he's played Shaq Diesel's song. And Shaq had to go to the DJ booth and say, what's up to DJ Tony? And say, shout out DJ Tony. So they got to chat and chop it up in the booth for a little bit. So that's
I
where
didn't
Superman
know
belongs,
Shaq
is in the booth.
What song Shaq
had? He's a rapper. He put out an album. He actually had in that movie Shazam, he had like the theme song for he wrote his own music. I think it's like Shaq Attack, or I don't know. He's Shaquille O'Neal was a musician, in addition to being one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Not the LeBron James, the GOAT of all time, maybe, but all-time scoring leader, about to be broken, or if it hasn't already, it should be soon.
I was going to fine you another $7.77, but then you threw the word maybe. He's not, but you threw in the maybe, so you can't challenge a maybe. I can challenge when he is. He is the greatest. He is this. He is that. I just said, and Dana agreed, that he is, John Jones is the go.
Yeah.
You know, we can challenge that, but if he wins on March 4th, I think, the 4th, he is the go, no matter what. Especially that he hasn't fought in 4.5 decades.
It's true. Yeah. I guess we'll find out if ring rust is a real theory.
You know, we hear it all the time, and I don't buy it. It's like riding a bike. In my opinion, it's riding a bike. You know how to fight. You're training. I can understand if you're not even training for 6 months, 2 years, whatever it is. But if you're training and doing the same thing that you did, I think it's like riding a bike. And I think it's going to be scary what John Jones is going to do and look like on the floor.
Yeah, I think you can see the best John Jones you've ever seen.
And Carrot Top, because he'll probably be there. I should have talked to Dana about making Carrot Top. You know, I don't want to take Bruce Buffer's job. He is, you know, the best ring announcer in all of combat sports. Again, and Shane Grossman used to give me crap all the time when I'd say, in my opinion. And he's like, no, crap, it's your opinion. You're the one saying it. I mean, there's some equals. Very few. There's one or two that I can think of off the top of my head. But, you know, I'm not trying to take Bruce's job. But yeah, I think Carrot Top should flip the coin. He should do some ring announcing UFC Super Bowl weekend Saturday in Las Vegas and then flip the coin on Sunday.
That's cool. Yeah.
Be a busy weekend for
him. Well, hopefully he's still there when I get that, because I want to hang out with that guy. I want to work out with him.
Yeah, you're not. He won't be here. He's going back to Vegas tonight.
Dang
it. I asked him to leave for me.
No, just have me at the airport. Maybe he can give me a ride.
No, he's on a 9 o'clock flight.
One of his props could give me a lift from like the airport to your, you know, maybe like one of his prop propeller airplanes. So maybe he could like drop me off
in Dakota.
Dude, just tell Kojak, I'll stick around a little bit.
Kojak, Alaska. You know, that's where you need to land.
Is Chris Angel around? Like, didn't Chris Angel and Carrot Top, weren't you guys all buddies?
We went out to dinner last night.
With Chris Angel?
See, a lot of things. Yeah. Christopher Angel. It's not the same guy you're thinking of. His name was Christopher.
Who, Chris Angel?
Yeah.
You guys are all friends. Then you guys all hang out.
Rodeo. Hang out all the time. We're boys. Isn't that what you young and say? We're boys. I got to be honest. You really, truly bored me. So I think I'm going to hit this final break, and then we can close this thing out. And if need be, hit the road and get to South Dakota on time.
Yep. I'm about to load up right now. Ready to hit the highway. Is there a song
Have a safe trip. I'll see you next Wednesday when we broadcast live back at Tournament to Pizza. That'll be the next time I see you. Until then, if you're here when we return from this break, great. If you're not, your replacement is already here. Steve Linnea will sit in for
you. All right. Keep it going, Steve.
Coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, as we are on Radio Row 1. Almost one show down. We should have a parking ticket by the time we get out there, though. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Anthony Davis, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Tour de Pizza is back as Tournament Day Pizza, located at 170 47th Avenue Northeast in St. Petersburg. Located inside the Racquet Club of St. Pete, we've proudly been serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the last 15 years and running. Tour de Pizza, full menu, full liquor bar, same great pizza, Tour de Pizza. Visit us online at tourdepizza.com. And remember, a slice a day keeps the doctor away. Tour de Pizza, it's where winners eat.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is the Amazing Jonathan. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, I think we're back. Internet is fantastic. Maybe we'll go out and either look for a sponsor or rob a bank so we can use one of the internet cords or whatever that cord is called. Or if Matt's plane really does land in Fargo, South Dakota, he can maybe pick one up. Ethernet. That's what it is, Ethernet. So we knew that. So Randy Grimes was going to stop by. I'm assuming Matt's already taken off, which means this will be the best 16 minutes of radio of all time. And, Rock Riley just walked by. He spoke briefly. I'm not sure what Steve is doing. Scheduled tomorrow, just to give a quick rundown, Rashad Jennings will be on at the games. We will be on tomorrow at 1 to 4. Trying to keep everything straight because obviously home base is Eastern Standard. We're in Mountain Standard, and I'm used to always using Pacific Standard because when we broadcast in Vegas and such. So tomorrow, a couple interviews are set. Rashad Jennings will be on. Your light heavyweight UFC champion will be on. Sugar Sean O'Malley will be on. A lot of cool stuff. And right now, everyone's favorite hairdresser. Chuckle, the hairdresser.
I'm a hairdresser.
Look at that. Everywhere we go, people want to know who we are, and we tell them. So, Putz is coming with some hair get up. You've got the hair get up. Pat McAfee talks about you all the time. I'm assuming that you're headed over there as soon as the show's done to say hi.
Absolutely.
The guys break bread and all that kind of stuff. Pat McAfee's blown up. I'm literally blown up.
Yeah, when he got done with his show over there, about 60 people.
Saw him on the Royal Rumble, did some NFL stuff. I'm happy for him. He seems to be a good guy, talented, having a good time. You know, and that's what it's all about. We just had a great time with UFC President Dana White.
Wow, that was great.
Some cool stuff. Talked about the old times, talked about this weekend. I didn't realize that I'm not a gambler. Volkanovski's a 4-1 underdog. Now, again, going in weight, all that kind of stuff you have to put in, but I don't know. 4-1 underdog. If I put $1 down, I could win $4.
Then you can invest it.
I could invest at McDonald's and get the double cheeseburger made properly. Maybe.
Seems to be a tough thing to do.
So how did you hook up this interview tomorrow with Rashad Jennings, your Dancing with the Stars champion? I am going to call home and tell my wife and daughter that Rashad Jennings is going to be on, and they're going to know exactly who he is.
I'll have a few people that think that's great, too, but the person that's handling Randy Grimes is also handling Rashad.
So in other words, no Rashad.
He'll be here tomorrow.
Well, it's also only a minute, you know. Typically, you know, 3, 4, 5, it'll just cut in too, because obviously, he has at the top of the hour all that stuff. Media party, not that anybody cares tonight. Of all the ones I've been to, my favorite was last year out at Universal. Miami was at, I believe it was a dog track. Tampa's was not COVID Tampa, the one before, I think it was in Ybor. Atlanta was at the aquarium. So, I mean, they move them around. And it's fun, I guess, if you like to eat and drink.
Yeah, I mean,
it's central. Well, the eating part.
Right.
You know, the eating part is for sure. You'd be called guest.
Wow. I just bumped in from Randy Grimes, right?
Hey, now I can hear myself.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what happens when you put the microphone by. I don't know your mask.
you think being in bands for like 35 years, I would know that a microphone's kind of quite important?
A, you would think that, and B, when you were in the band, did you sing or did you just play guitar?
I basically sang.
Well, then that's probably why you wouldn't know until a microphone above the mouth. But it was funny, I just got a thing from the station, from headquarters. Can't hear. Oh, because you got the thing down by your 8-man strong. I felt bad when you did this. Like, I think that's a big sponsor. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm sure that they'd like that to me.
Well, we don't have audio.
My producer didn't get that?
Producer was busy
getting out the camera for the second. Isn't it funny though that media is kind of frowned upon to take pictures, except here. This is the only place I've ever seen media people taking pictures with their guests. Like, you know, you don't go to the drop and interview, you know, a Ray, and then now on camera you do it, you know, because it's for TV, so you do it anyway. But radio people, I never see that. I only see that here on radio.
Yeah, it's a different attitude. I don't know why, but maybe because there's so many. And it's also about the crowd.
I do like that there's no fans here, because the fans, it put the athletes in a different mindset. You know, they're looking out of their corner of their eye, they know that there's autographs, and I've always said, you know, whether you do or you don't, that's on you, and it doesn't change you as a person. But I kind of feel like, at least today so far, and it'll start picking up over the next couple of days, if you watch the zoo tomorrow, you know, when both the UFC guys stop by, it just puts you in a different, laid-back, relaxed, you know, we're just here to chat. What could we possibly talk to Sugar or Sean about? We'll find out tomorrow at 3:30. Jamal Hill at 2:30. Rashad Jennings at 3:15.
Like, you're putting the math together.
Right, well, I'm looking at what it's written down, and then I'm adding the 2 hours to it. You know, and I'm just so used to it, the 3-hour difference. I'm not really used to the 2-hour difference. But, you know, it is what it is. Well, I'm one day almost down, with the exception of the off of internet. I still don't understand when something like the NFL, I mean, a multi-billion-dollar company, now it's not them, but you would think that they would require it. They would mandate decent internet. Don't charge $1,000 for anything.
I heard the internet was supposed to be good this year.
Who lied?
Somebody.
You know, as soon as we got done talking to Sam Joffrey, who is the CEO of the Las Vegas Super Bowl Committee, he's like, I was going to say something. Johnny, yeah. Hey. A, they can't fix it. B, they can't fix it quick enough because the show will be over. C, I feel like I'm at Walmart. I'm doing their job again. I love Walmart and all those places. They stand over you and watch you bag your food.
I get what you're saying. Didn't really think of that.
How did that extra T-bone steak land in a plastic bag? Let me check your receipt. No, you didn't bag it.
And then we get in trouble if we don't scan it right. Like, I double scan the first one I had. He says, I have a long time. The first one's kind of slow. I don't know how to double it. Good thing I checked.
Well, I already rang it up. That's what you should have said. I rang it up 3 times. Take 4 off. So, what's your thoughts, Radio Row? You did last year.
Yeah, last year.
Did Tampa. But I think Tampa's a wash. You know, there was nobody there.
Scared. The whole country is scared. But yeah, I mean, it's a weird person. Quite a bit more.
Yeah, tomorrow will be busier. Thursday gets crazy. Friday, insanity. But this was, I think it appears that this Tuesday had a lot more than last year's Tuesday. today had a lot more than any day in Tampa, but that's because it was COVID, and I get that. Miami was busier, I think, on Tuesday, I think. And I don't remember it that way.
Yeah, Miami had an outside
rush. You did it well.
Yeah, I mean, get 12.
That we know
of. Yeah,
I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. You know, when we come out here, I'm oblivious to anything else that's going on. I couldn't tell you anything baseball that's going on, even though spring training starts here shortly. The race is coming up. The Sox Festival is coming up shortly. Well, some tickets to give away, but I'm not aware of really anything. You're in almost in a bubble, even though it's not, if that makes sense. It's not the NBA bubble. It's not the NHL bubble during shopping. But it's just everything here is Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl. And there's nothing else even matters but the UFC inside. Well, I'm still waiting to see, because a lot of times when they're nice, they're lying to you. You know, like they want you to think, oh, yeah, I'll take care of it. I'll think you're doing that. And then Friday's here, and they're still getting the same shot. Yeah. Or, yeah, I'll grab your lunch. Then they send you over, and then, you know. Miami was cool because every day at 3:05 they provided lunch.
Right.
It was definitely right on time. Tampa was on track. I think that's what it is. But you know, nobody really wants to do that. Hopefully, station can do that. I really think that we should ask the plane to go somewhere else. I really don't want to see that.
What's the fun thing that you like?
Probably. He's taking his firearms out of his leggings. So this clown's going to show up tomorrow looking like Ronald McDonald.
And my gas, I don't know where my gas is.
Probably didn't get time.
Yeah, so I booked the gas.
You're now fined $7.77. Yeah. Just like Matt, every time he says words that do not relate to him, professionalism, career, talent, any of that stuff. I'm going to guess that you booked. Doesn't show.
Didn't show. So the best thing I do is just book anybody else.
Then you can't get in trouble. Yeah. I mean, that's how you always want to think about it. So, all right. Well, with that, I think we're going to call it a day, pack up, find out what is going on, set up a couple more guests for tomorrow. Tomorrow we will be on 1 to 4 Eastern. Thursday 1 to 4 Eastern, and what's our time on Friday? We'll be back to 2 to 5 on Friday. So 1 to 4 tomorrow, 1 to 4 Thursday, and 2 to 5 on Friday. And with that said, everybody have a great day. We're going to go complain to IT. We want a full refund and 2-3 victories. Everybody tune in tomorrow. More shenanigans, good stuff today. It'll be posted up on all our social media. We'll have Dana White. We'll have the Carrot Top up for social media here later on today. So until then, for 8-Man Strong and the Staff Zone, this has been Knockout Radio. Oh, man.
is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.